A new national PERS surveillance effort developed by the University of Minnesota is helping enhance decision-making in swine health by identifying and communicating emerging PERS virus variants. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Due to its ability to mutate over time to escape detection by the host, the PERS virus is a significant challenge. The University of Minnesota, with funding provided by the Swine Health Information Center, in collaboration with the Schick-funded Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project and the PERS Loom Analytical Platform, is leading the development of the PERS Variants Under Monitoring monthly report. Schick Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says data contained in the report includes participant information supplied by the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project and diagnostics provided by different diagnostic laboratories.
This effort, led by Dr. Mariana Kakuti, an assistant professor at the University of Minnesota, looked at providing this report of variants of PERS virus to be able to track the different changes in the virus and also provide producers and their veterinarians a way to enhance decision making. And so being able to communicate and describe these variants can help really how people address and respond should a variant be found in their farm or even in surrounding areas near their farm. This report really is intended to be utilized by producers and their veterinarians to monitor and evaluate the changes in PERS viruses that are occurring nationwide, but also in their areas, because the report can list how many sites are seeing a variant, as well as the states the variants are occurring in. And so again, this is intended to be another tool that can be utilized to assess herd health and herd health risks.
Dr. Becton says the ability to track and assess these PERS variants provides veterinarians a way to assess the variants and adjust their herd health strategies, including biosecurity or vaccination, especially if they see changes occurring within a state or a region and changing significantly over time. This new report can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center's September e-newsletter, which can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.